ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो चयं मुदीरयेत्। नस्तापृषु अपात्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। इदं भगवतं नाम पुराणं ब्रह्म संहितं उत्तम श्लोकचरितं चकार भगवान् ऋषि निःश्रेयसाय लोकस्य धन्यं स्वस्तेन महत् कृष्णे स्वात्मपाकते तार्मकानिपि सह खलो नास्तति संवेश पुरुणार्कोतु नोदितः क्रान्तनार्सिंह भगवतां की जय। Hare Krishna. This morning we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 11th chapter, text 30. Vritti Sankara Jatinam Tat Tat Kula Krita Havet Achauranam Apapanam Antyachante Avasainam Rite Sankara Chatinam Rite Sankara Chatinam Tat Tat Kula Krita Bhavet Tat Tat Kula Krita Bhavet Achauranam apapanam Achauranam apapanam Antyachante vasainam Antyachante vasainam Priti sankra chatinam Tat tat kula krita bhavet Achauranam apanam apapanam Antyachante vasainam. Vritti sankara jatinam Abhavet Achauranam apapanam Sankara chatinam Tabhavet Achauranam apapanam Vritti, occupational duty. Sankara Jatinam, of the mixed classes of men, those other than the four divisions. Tat Tat, according to their respective Kula Krita, family tradition. Bhavet, should be. Achauranam, not thieves by profession. Apapanam, not sinful. Antyacha, lower classes. Antevasayinam, known as Antevasayi or Chandala. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. These words are spoken by Narad Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj, describing the system of Arnashram and the duties of these Varnas, and later on in the next chapter, Ashramas. So, translation. Among the mixed classes known as Sankhara, those who are not thieves are known as Antevashayi or Chandalas, and they also have their hereditary customs. Purport. The four principal divisions of society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, have been defined, and now there is a description of the Antyacha. Antyacha, it's an outcast, the mixed classes. Among the mixed classes, there are two divisions, Pratilomacha and Anulomacha. If a woman of a high caste marries a man of a lower caste, their union is called Pratiloma. If a woman of a low caste, however, marries a man of a higher caste, their union is called Anuloma. The members of such dynasties have their traditional duties as barbers, washermen, and so on. Among the Antyachas, those who are still somewhat pure in that they do not steal and are not addicted to meat eating, drinking, illicit sex, and gambling are called Antevasayi. Among people of the lower classes, intermarriage and the drinking of wine are allowed, for these people do not recognize such conduct as sinful among themselves. Riti sankara jatinam tatat kula krita bhavet achauranam apapanam antyachantena vasainam. Among the mixed classes known as sankara, those who are not thieves are known as antevashai or chandalas, and they also have their hereditary customs. Om agyati maranyasya kananchana salakyam chakshur unmilitam yena tasma shri gurave namaha si chetane mano bhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svabhatantikam. Vandesi krishna chaitanya nitananda sahoditao gaudadaya pushpavanto chinta shanto tamonadao. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Chagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, describes the divisions of the social orders, the Varnas. Yudhishthira Maharaj, it is explained at the beginning of this chapter, he was very pleased when he heard about the wonderful characteristics and qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. Although Prahlad Maharaj, he was a son of a demon, Asura, the best of the demons. But he got such a great mercy that even rarely a Vaishnava or a devotee, ordinary bhakta or a devotee who tries to achieve darshan of the Lord is very rarely achieved. Although he follows the conduct very nicely of rules and regulations of sadhana. Prahlad Maharaj, he got the darshan very easy because he was naturally a devotee by mood, by bhava. It was there most properly from many lifetimes. And of course, he's also Mahajan. He's one of the great authorities and great personalities in this universe, preaching Sanatana Dharma. Actually, Narad Muni, he narrated this story about Prahlad to Yudhisthira Maharaj because Yudhisthira Maharaj had a doubt about the partiality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he prefers some who are devas and some who are not his surrendered devotees. He maybe doesn't like so much and he's not favoring. And so he asked this question out of curiosity. Can actually the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of everyone, who is in everyone's heart, be partial? So therefore, the answer of the greatest authority of Bhagavatam, Narad Muni, says, no, he's not partial. It is his nature that he reveals himself according to how somebody is relating to him or surrendering to him. And why he has to reveal himself and relating nicely to somebody if that person is actually not interested in the Lord. So why the Lord has to force him? After all, Krishna is only bound by prema, by pure devotion, by the love of a bhakta. He cannot bribe him. He cannot conquer him by our beauty, by our opulences, by our power or prestige or fame. Like Queen Kunti, she was praying. This is actually a curse, these qualities, good education, beauty, and so on. Because it bounds the personality to the material concept of life, to the bodily concept. Such a person can never call out in devotion with love to the Lord, Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda. Or chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Not possible. Because he's too much attached to Janma Aishvara Shuta Shribir. Edamana Matat Puran Navarhat Yatatatum Vai Tvamma Kinchana Gocharam. Krishna is open for everyone. He responds to everyone. He guides everyone for their material needs. He takes for everyone care. As the Purusha, he maintains the universe. Every living entity is maintained. The pure and the impure. Those were devotee and those were not devotee. Everyone is supported and maintained by the Lord ultimately. Nobody is rejected because everyone is his eternal part and parcel. And as such, the Lord is naturally taking care for everyone. So Narad Muni, after telling the story of Prahlad Maharaj and his great devotion and love towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how the Lord himself came to protect him, to save him, to even give him shelter on his own lap, who is transcendental, and even want to give him blessings. And as a pure devotee, never had a desire for any blessings, for material gains, material achievements, for a kingdom, mystical powers, a lot of sense gratification, or even liberation. He was not didn't show interest. He only prayed that he always can serve his spiritual master, Narad Muni, that he can never forget him. And he prayed even for his father, who was a demon. that the Lord may give also mercy to him, an opportunity that he will not go down to hell. That's a qualification of Putra. He can save the father in case he goes to hell, that he will not go there. Or even if he goes there, he can uplift him. He can purify him. Many generations of forefathers he can purify and lift them up from hellish life. The devotee is not interested in heavenly life, not in hellish life, not in earthly life too much. But he's not hating. He's not hating anything. But he's a follower of Dharma, of the occupations of the Varna and Ashrama, because he knows that is pleasing to the Lord. Haritoshanam. Atakpum virt vichashreshta varnashrama vibhagasa svanustitasya dharmasya samsidhir haritoshanam. As it's stated in the very beginning of Bhagavatam, that the supreme perfection of following the Dharma, occupational duties in the Varnas, is ultimately to please Lord Hari, Haritoshanam. Because everything else that is not leading to Haritoshanam, it's a waste of time. Dharma svanustita pumsham vishvakshena katasuyat nopade yatiratim shrama eva hi kevalam. Shrama eva hi kevalam. So it's a waste of time. Sutta Goswami, great authority of Bhagavatam, tells to the sages of Naimisharanya. So next, Yudhisthira Maharaj wanted to hear, asking further questions to Narada, of what is someone's duty in the Varna and Ashrama. Because he was the perfect king, he just became coronated, become the emperor. So he wanted to learn from different personalities who are authorities about the duty of the every social order. So he wanted to know duty of Brahmana, duty of Kshatriya, duty of Vaishya, duty of Shudra, duty of a woman, Stri, Dharma, and also the duty of outcast, Antacha. It's called Antacha. Antacha. They live outside of the system of the pure followers of Varna. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. That means in the Vedic system, even the Shudras are pure. Even the outcasts, more or less, are pure. They only are considered impure, or not so much preferable to directly associate with them as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, because of their duty, because of their activities. Because everyone has certain duties, certain qualities, certain duties who are corresponding with the quality. This is actually the science. Our duties, our activities we perform has to correspond with our inner nature, with our mentality, with our nature, what God has given us, or what the nature has given us. As for the Varnashram system is very scientific, Prabhupada says. It is very elaborate, very complex. Because there are so many qualities who are trained to the respective members of a Varna to become qualified as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. One has to be trained It's not just the bird ride, it's also the training. In Kali Yuga, this is very difficult to understand because this training is practically very rare. Therefore, Varnashram became very corrupted, very degraded. But in other ages, Varnashram was a very, it's a dharma, it's the must to become recognized as a culture person, as a human being. Anyone who is not in the Varnashram system is actually not considered a real human being. As Prabhupada is saying, for a lion, if he kills an animal or even a human being, there is no karma, there is no crime for him. He's not getting in prison or hanged or killed. But if a human being is killing a human being, then he has to be punished. And for that, there are the laws of Manu, Dharma Shastra, or Artha Shastras, different kinds of scriptures of guiding every personality in the society, how to behave properly, what is duty, what to do and what not to do. What is authorized action? What is forbidden action? Is vidi, vidi means following proper rules, proper conduct, and nishada, naishidi. That means those who are not following proper conduct. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he wrote many books, but one of the favorite books of him for myself is Sri Bhakti Loka. Maybe we heard about it, because in that book he describes, according to the teachings of Rupa Goswami, the six favorable activities who lead to bhakti and the six unfavorable what are not lead to bhakti, what are obstacles on the path of bhakti. things that are favorable in bhakti is called satu vritti. Satu vritti. That means following the conduct of sadhu. That means proper behavior. That means not stealing, not lying, not killing, not eating meat, fish, eggs, intoxication, and all these things. Illicit sex life, gambling. All this is not proper conduct. This is all Kali Yuga conduct. It's Kali Chela. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions the word Kali Chela. The devotees or the followers of Kali. The followers of Kali, they like to break not follow any principles. They want to make even the bad principles, the asatu vritti. They want to make as the law or as proper conduct, because they say ultimately doesn't matter, because we are all human beings, we are free. But what kind of freedom is it if you can do whatever you like? And then there's karma, and then there's reactions, and then the people wonder, oh, why we have to suffer. Birth, old age, disease, death, and so many difficulties people have to go through in a Varna Sankara society, or of a society who is not properly following the conduct of sadhu vritti. So this is very important, to follow the sadhu vritti, not asadhu vritti. But nowadays we hardly can find any nice conduct or examples of sadhu vritti in the society. If you read newspaper, see media, it's only madness. violence, criminality, war, this problem, that problem, only problem after problem. And people who are listening to this kind of news, you know, can imagine, you know, what kind of mind you get. You become completely disturbed of all this news. What is actually not news. It's the world, it's the material world. But it's not how it actually has to be. Of course, in Kali Yuga, it is like that now, because it's become more and more crazy and increasing more and more, this violence. Even the Varnasham is not properly functioning now. On Dwapara Yuga, it was functioning. So anyway, to Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sadhuvritti chapter, there are 12 essays in Sri Bhakti Aloka. So he writes, I will read it. It's just a little section. He says, all right. Human beings are divided according to their nature into the following divisions: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Sankara, and Antyacha. Antyacha is the verse now. Antyacha, outcast. Outcast who is favorable in the system, who is not breaking the rules of a sinful life. Even though the system of Varnashram is not clearly present in some countries, still, it exists in a seedling form everywhere in the world. According to one's nature, he develops his occupation, and accordingly, his means of livelihood. By accepting the livelihood and occupation of others, one meets with misfortune. Not to speak of misfortune, it especially obstructs one's devotional service. Birth is not the only criteria. The only criteria is one's nature. In the Srimad Bhagavatam is stated by Narada, Yasya ya lakshanam proktam pumso varnabhi vanchakam yat antyatrapi trishyeta tati naiva vinirdishet. If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, as described above, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification. So this is from quote from Bhaktivinoda Thakur from his book Sri Bhakti Loka, chapter 12, Sadhu Vritti, following in the example of Sadhu. Because Rupa Goswami says one has to give up asatsanga. That means bad association. And follow the positive, to follow the good examples of devotees or of those who have proper behavior. So that's the whole system, the whole plan of the Vedic Varnashram, to train all the human beings, all the classes of men, all the men, women, higher or lower by nature, by tamaguna, rajaguna, or sattvaguna, to follow certain duties and to develop certain characteristics or qualities who makes themselves actually a human being. And the general training is that they all develop the quality of a human being, of non-violence, mercy, austerity, purity, not cheating, honesty, all these principles. Actually, Narada Muni in the beginning, from verse 9 to 12, he gives a whole list of the 30 qualities of a civilized human being. And he says everyone, not only the brahmanas, should adopt or should be trained to develop these 30 qualities, or at least a major part of these qualities. So that's training. Srila Prabhupada, therefore, he told his mission is to train the people to become devotee and also to attain the Brahminical culture. Brahminical culture doesn't only mean to become a Brahmana. It means in general to follow the conduct or execute our activities under the Brahminical supervision and guidance. This is very important because the Brahmanas are the head. This Varna system is already created since the beginning by the Purusha. So it is eternal. As Krishna says, this Varna and Ashrama system is given by me. And it is meant, you know, to attain me, to please me. So that everyone ultimately can come more near to Vishnu or Krishna. But if the leaders of such a system, social system, are not devotees, not Brahmana, or only Brahmana, but not with the vision of Vishnu Gati, then they're also blind. Therefore, a Brahmana has to know Vishnu. Atevitu Svarta Gatim Hi Vishnu. Otherwise, he's a blind leader and leading others also in the ditch, down the cliff. So leader has to be Vaishnava, has to be a devotee of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya and all the great acharyas, they showed by their own example how to serve the Lord. They didn't reject Varnashram necessarily, although they were great devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya, he was the Supreme Lord himself, came as devotee. He didn't reject Varnashram. He says it's inferior, but it's not rejectable because the system is given by the Supreme Lord. It's from the very beginning. So it's meant to help all the people according to their nature to follow certain occupation and not try to follow others' occupation what is not corresponding with your nature. So this is very much important, to follow one's own nature. Then one becomes genuine, everything becomes natural, everything becomes easy, light, because we are acting according to our nature. Therefore, in the king under the guidance of the Brahmanas is responsible that everyone is properly situated in the Varna, even the outcast, so that they can be trained and follow their occupations. Like this outcast we heard, these antachas, their profession is washerman, working with letters. I forgot something. Working with letters, with leather work. Shoemaker, or I would say cobbler, and fisherman, also as an antacha. Mountain tribes, they're antachas. So there are different kinds of even this one Sanskrit verse, antacha also means actors. Nata means dancers, actors, dramaticians. They're actually on the level of Shudra or even outcast in one sense. You know. They're not Brahmanas, Kshatriya or Vaishya. No. They try to give pleasure to the others, serving to others. Actually, everyone is meant to serve others. That's the main thing. They're all servants. No. The antachas, that they can make advancement, they serve the Shudras serve the Vaishyas and all other classes. The Vaishyas serve the whole system of the supporting the Kshatriyas, and that the business is going on, gold, and they have different occupations, gold trading, bankers, farmers, cow protectors. This is a Vaishya occupation. Then the Kshatriyas and the Kshatriyas are responsible to the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas are the head of the society. They give the vision to the Kshatriyas. But because Brahmanas lost the vision in the age of Kali, they became corrupted. They killed even animals in the name of yagya, of dharma, sacrifice. So therefore, the whole varna system became degraded. Kshatriyas lost their faith in them. Therefore, one of the Kshatriyas, who was a great king, Ashok, so he was inviting Buddhism in his country. And so in this way, Buddhism came to India. Buddha appeared and Buddhism was adopted. And Buddha is atheistic, is not following Vedic process, rejecting Veda. It's actually Nirvishesha Sunyavadi. It's just voidness. So he rejected everything, and he teached the process ahimsa, non-violence. So to bring all these Vedic followers to ahimsa quality, not killing anymore. So he stopped Vedic sacrifices. And introduced the goal is, or means is ahimsa, and to attain nirvana, a kind of impersonal liberation. But it's not a real liberation. It's not the supreme destination. So therefore, Buddha came, Shankara appeared. He got the mission of Shiva to bring automatically the Vedic followers who became Buddhists, Buddha followers, back to Veda. He teached a similar impersonal teaching or philosophy or doctrine to bring these impersonalistic Buddhists back to Veda, to the Vedic process. It's called Mayavada. So in this way he brought the Vedic followers back, the Buddhists. So he did actually a great service. He's not necessarily an atheist Shankaracharya. He's Shiva. And Shiva is the greatest knower of Bhagavatam, of Dharma, of the Supreme Lord, the greatest devotee. So it is Shiva who got the mission, thankless job, actually a trick mission, to misguide, to trick the people here in India, the followers of Buddhism, who were actually original Vedic followers, to bring them back to Veda. Veda means knowledge. Bring them back to the original culture. There's a basis of their own culture. But as already mentioned, impersonal, I teach impersonal philosophy based on Vedanta. Therefore, there was need that many Vaishnavacharyas appeared, like Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya. For they all appeared in the south of India, Dravida Desh. There's Pancha Dravida Desh and there's Pancha Gauda Desh. So all these acharyas, they came from the south, because south is considered very pious, Pundya. People there are very pious in south. The more one goes to the west, then the more people become impure. But in the south, they are considered very pure. So, and therefore, even today, in South India, the Vedic culture is estimated very highly and followed very strictly. and Brahminical, based on Brahminical culture, even in Kali Yuga. So anyway, these acharyas appeared there to introduce Vaishnava philosophy, to bring the Vedic followers who became impersonalist to Vaishnavism, to personalism. Therefore, accordingly, different philosophies appeared from this. Shuddhadvaita, Dvaita, and so on. Different philosophies. Vishishtadvaita, Dvaita, like that. Advaita. Actually, Shankara's philosophy is Advaita. Everything is same. Then, therefore, the acharyas had a need to introduce Dvaita. Everything is two, like Madhvacharya. And then Lord Chaitanya appeared, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gave the perfect Siddhanta for all the different philosophies and doctrines. And he united them in his philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Everything is simultaneously one and different. And so in this way he brought his Vedic followers to the pure Dharma of worshipping Krishna. Actually the Sanatana Dharma, the eternal duty or Dharma, nature of every human being, is actually, of every living entity, is to be a servant of Krishna. Jivera Svarupai Krishnera Nityadas. And this is the whole plan, ultimately, to bring all the people from the lowest to the highest platform. Not highest platform, not, don't want to make any, it's not to become a Brahmana or Kshatriya, but to become a devotee of Krishna, a Krishna Bhakta. This is the goal, to become attached to Krishna, to become surrendered to Krishna, this Sharanagati, to teach the people Sharanagati, the surrendering process. Krishna came again because people misunderstood his Sharanagati, his Sharanam, surrender unto me, invitation. Sarvadharmam Prityaja Mamekam Saranam Raja. They misunderstood, misinterpreted. Therefore, Krishna thought, I have to come again. This time I have to show them personally how to surrender. How to surrender to Krishna. In the most sweet way, in the most beautiful way. Krishna came, combined with Radharani. See, Krishna Chaitanya Radha, Krishna Narayana. They came together, united in one form, as a devotee, as a bhakta. He came not as Vishnu, he came not as Purusha, he came as a bhakta. To teach everyone to become that bhakta by his own example. Because he thought, if I only theoretically tell everyone to surrender, they will not know how to do it. Because they are so much misguided by others who tell them, you should do like this, you should do like that. So I show them personally how to do it. So if one follows Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his example and his followers, who are similarly empowered by him, who are empowered by him to spread Sanatana Dharma in the form of Harinam Sankirtan, in this age, Harinam Sankirtan is the main yajna, main process. It's not Varnashram, because Varnashram became degraded. Still, it exists somehow or other. In India it exists, and in all over the world somehow or other it's there, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur is pointing out, but it's not properly understood and applied. Lord Chaitanya himself, he took birth in Brahmana family. Many of his associates took birth in Brahmana family, some in Kshatriya, some in Vaishya, some in Shudra, some in untouchable, outcast, or even worse, Mlecha and Yavana, not followers of Veda, of Vedic culture. outcasts, those who follow Vedic culture, who are not thieves. They can become purified. They have no karma, even if they perform lower activity, impure activity. They have no karma. But they should not mix with the higher caste, or with those who follow more pure conduct. Because if they mix with them, then maybe they will make a propaganda, this is now the thing, then everyone will follow this kind of behavior. And then the human progress, or the progress of the spirit soul to become advanced in love to Krishna, will become blockaded. It will stop. Therefore it's very important not to mix, not to interrelate. Everyone can do service, but everyone should maintain his own tradition and culture. The outcasts have their own culture, and they should not be introduced in the higher caste. And the higher caste should not introduce their culture into the lower caste. Because everyone has their own way of tradition, their own way of life according to their nature, and also family life. And it's not sinful then. The sin is only if one becomes criminal or kills cows. That's sinful for everyone. There will be reaction, heavy reaction, killing cows. Killing people, stealing, robbering, like that. This gives heavy reactions. That's heavy karma. So that should be avoided. Therefore, these are not accepted. These are anachronism of the Vedic society. Therefore, when the king sees such an element sneaking in the Vedic society, in a proper functioning Vedic society, then immediately he takes his weapons. He takes the sword and bow and arrow to kill them, to punish them. He cannot tolerate it. Like Parikshit Maharaj. In his kingdom everything was proper. Everyone following nicely, Dvana and Ashrama. Then he traveled all over the world. But then he came to one place where he met this Kali. Kali Yuga, the original prototype Kali. With Adharma together, who wanted to kill the cow and the bull. So immediately the Parikshit Maharaj, his eyes became fiery. He became so angry, he could not tolerate it. So how is this possible in the kingdom of Yudhisthira Maharaj and Pandavas? Now when they are not present and Krishna is not present, such kind of rascals are taking over. So immediately he says, I cannot tolerate that. So Kali got afraid. So he surrendered. So therefore the king didn't kill him, because he knows when somebody surrenders, should not kill. But he told him, he cannot stay in my kingdom. He cannot stay in my system of Varna and Ashrama. In the Varna system you cannot stay. You have to go outside. But then Kali said, but you know, king, outside of your kingdom also everyone, the outcasts are also followers purely. So even there I cannot corrupt anyone and cheat and invoke quarrel. So then Parikshit Maharaj said, okay, then you can take shelter in that place where there is not the four regulative principles followed. Although this was not possible, he could not find. But then he said, you can go to that place where there is gold. Where there is money, where there is plenty of gold and money. To that place, Kali, you can go. Because in that place, there must be illicit sex life, gambling, intoxication, meat eating, and so on. Because Aishwarya, money, based on gold, makes the person puffed up, very proud. And he thinks, you know, I'm the Lord of all everything. I can control and I can do whatever I like. There's nobody else over me. And that's now the rule in the Kali Yuga, because Kali found the victims in the gold values, because everyone is weak for money. Money or gold is like yellow stool. I think Prahlad Maharaj told. It's like yellow stool. Someone should not touch it. Devotee should not be greedy for gold or for this kind of achievements of money value. Because that's not ultimately Artadam. Artadam, the supreme achievement or value, is not gold. The supreme value is to follow Sanatana Dharma, to become a lover of Krishna. Kaumaramachare pragyo dharma bhagavatam iha durlabam manasam chanma tat atruvam artadam. Prahlad Maharaj. He teaches his friends in the school, schoolmates, 5 years old, primary school. He told them, so now you are all Kaumara, you are all Kumaras, you are children. Now you should not just learn how to count and how to write and how to read and politics and all these things and history and all that stuff. You should just become a follower of Dharma. And try to attain the supreme goal of life, to become a servant of Krishna, of the Supreme Lord. Tat atruvam artatam. That is the meaning of human life, manusya chanma. Tat atruvam artatam. This was the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj to his friends, to bring everyone to Sanatana Dharma, to devotional service. This is the duty. This is the ultimate duty. But Kali Yuga people cannot follow, because they think Artha is earn a lot of money, and instead that they make advancement in love to Godhead, increasing the love to Krishna or attachment to Krishna, making progress in that way. They think goal is only to accumulate more and more and more and more and more money. Therefore, money replaces God. And in a society where only money is a control or the law and the power, there cannot be Dharma. There's Kali. That's Kali. Welcome in Kali Yuga. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he accepted everyone in his Sankirtan movement. He became the gardener of Bhakti Kalpa Vriksh, the Bhakti Kalpa tree. He became the gardener, and he wanted to cultivate nice Bhakti fruits, and he requested all his followers, you know, take these fruits, eat as much as you can, and distribute it. And this way everyone will become happy and satisfied. This was Lord Chaitanya's request, his instruction. Parata bumite hoile manusya chamachara chama sartata karikara para upakara. Everyone who is born in Bharatvarsha, on this planet practically, his duty is to perform para upakara, is to engage in devotional service, chanting the Yuga Dharma Maha Mantra. There's only one Yuga Dharma Maha Mantra for each Yuga. And in this Kali Yuga is one Maha Mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this, the Yuga avatar introduces that mantra. He accepts that mantra, he chants that mantra, and he empowers that mantra with his own prema, with his own nature, I would say, with his own prema or love to Krishna, and everyone who is taking up this chanting of Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Mantra, will become recognized by the Supreme Mali, the Malikara, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Vishvambar, the maintainer of the devotional service of all the living entities. He cultivates that process, bhakti. Whoever surrenders to this Sankirtan will become purified. Even the outcast, even the thieves. In Lord Chaitanya's movement, so many became purified with the, by his mercy, and also by Lord Nityananda's mercy, and by his followers' mercy. Nityananda Prabhu, he made a whole band of dacoits devotees. But he didn't tell them, so now you should just become Brahmana, and just become, sit down and chant Japa Hare Krishna mantra in a solitary place. He told them, so now you are thieves. You are famous all over Bengal. All over Bengal, you are known as the great dacoits. Everyone is afraid of you. So now you should go. My instruction to you, Nityananda Prabhu told, you go now to all the thieves, to all these dacoits, and tell them about your converting to Hare Krishna. How to teach them how to become Hare Krishna devotee. This is my mission, my instruction to you. So therefore these dacoits, they all became Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Externally, they had the appearance of, their past karma, prarabdha karma, they were dacoits. They had these bad habits and nature to steal. They think only by stealing I can maintain my life. But then Nityananda, he uplifted them to Vaishnavism, and he told them, so now you are famous as dacoits, so now you go and preach. You use your fame to preach Krishna consciousness to the dacoits. Because if your dacoits will go to somebody else who is not dacoit, they will not believe you because they think you're cheating them. Therefore, you should go to dacoits to preach. Haridas Thakur, he became uplifted. Of course, that's a special case. He became Namacharya. But he was taking birth in Lecha family, Yavana family. And he became uplifted to the highest Acharya of Namacharya. So then I want to tell also this example of the Kulinagram Vaishnavas. Kulinagram Vaishnavas in Bengal, they became very dear to Lord Chaitanya. They're headed by Ramananda was one name, and then one Khan. Gunaraj Khan and Satyaraj Khan. They were all situated in their caste, but they became devotees, very much attached to Lord Chaitanya. They were landowners and they had some influence. They all became Vaishnavas, and they came every year to see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri there was a problem because the ropes to carry Lord Jagannath many times broke. So that the deity, heavy, bulky deity, dropped on the cushions and the cushions exploded. And Lord Chaitanya, he thought, this is not very nice. We have to get better ropes. So he told to the to these brothers and Kulina Gram people, because as Prabhupada writes in the purport, it seems to be that they had a tradition in that place of making nice robes, silk robes. So he instructed them to bring every year the silken robes for Lord Jagannath, that we can carry him, that so robes who will not break. They were very dear. All the Kulina Gram Vaishnavas became so dear because these personalities, these devotees, Ramananda Vasu, yeah, Vasu is his name, Ramananda Vasu, and these two Khans, they became so much influence that could make the whole village Vaishnavas. Whole village became Vaishnavas. And Lord Chaitanya told all the Kulina Gram Vaishnavas, all the inhabitants of Kulina Gram Vasi, they're very, very dear to me. Not only you who do this nice service to me, who are very attached to me, who are my direct followers, like Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda and Gunaraj Khan. Everyone in your village is dear to me, even the dogs. Even the dogs there, they are dear to me. Because even they got the mercy of your association and become Vaishnava-like. And then he told, in your village, even the street sweepers and those who are taking care for the hawks, street hawks, they chant Hare Krishna. So that's the influence of Vaishnava, who carries this mission of Lord Chaitanya in his heart. He can make others Vaishnava. That's how we can recognize Vaishnava, who can make others Vaishnava. Even by looking at him, one will become immediately reminded about Krishna. And then one should not see anymore about his back, about his prarabdha karma, if he was a butcher or a hunter or an outcast or whatever, or a Muslim or this or that. He's not anymore this. This is gone. It's dead. Because it became purified by the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And by this process, powerful process of Bhakti Yoga, this Bhakti process, who leads ultimately everyone, even the most lowest from the dog eaters, can become better than a Brahmana. This is the statement of Bhagavatam. Aho bata svapucha ugaryan yachivate vartata namatubhyam te pustapaste chuvur shashnur arya pramanacho namakri nantiyete. So Bhagavatam says, even a dog, how wonderful it is, even a dog eater, a svapacha, was considered one of the lowest in the society, they can become uplifted better than a Brahmana who is not following Vaishnavism. Because somebody who chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Nam, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he performed already all sacrifices, he is naturally following Aryan behavior or culture. He performs already all kinds of tapasya, tapas, worship. So he doesn't have to go all through these purification processes. If you chant Hare Krishna, you're automatically the most pure. And that's the goal, ultimately, to make everyone chant. Nobody is excluded. The caste brahmanas want to exclude everyone who is not brahmana to follow religious functions, to chant mantras. But Lord Chaitanya say, no, everyone can chant. Because that's the nature of the soul. We are not the body. We are not brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra or anything. We are servant of the servant of the dear servants of Krishna. Stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Krantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Maybe, you're also here. You are also here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Any because I don't, any question, maybe one question.
What about
that? Yeah. There goes. Thank you for the explanation. In the last sentence of the purport, I have a couple quick questions. And you elaborated on this also, but the Prabhupada said that monk, people of lower classes, intermarriage, drinking wine are allowed. But these people do not recognize such conduct as sinful among themselves. So I'm either thinking of the fifth candle of the different hellish planets. And I don't really remember specifically, there was a, where it was mentioned, gradations in terms of one's consciousness and physical activities. But it appears here that there is a difference. And I assume then a difference in the kind of reaction one would get from such activities. Yeah. And the other quick question I have is, if you consider Western culture, like we've come from, to be mixed classes, because this is talking about mixed classes.
Definitely we are mixed. No. They're mixed. Mixed, and we are also out. Outcast. Therefore, nobody wanted to go to the West. Why? Because the Vedic followers, Arya, who follow Aryan culture here in India, they say everyone who goes to the West, who behaves, who associates with Western minded people, who are Mlecha and Yavana, who are worse than outcast. Actually worse than outcast, your mind will become polluted. Therefore the sannyasis, especially sannyasis who will go there, they lose their culture. You will adopt maybe their own behavior. Because the rule was a sannyasi should not wear shoes, he should not use any vehicle, nice dress. Etc., etc., because this is all made by the hand of the Western culture. In India, this is not the tradition. Everything is handmade and pure, from pure source, no synthetic, no impure hands. Everything is made by the followers of the Varna system, and therefore it is accepted as pure. And those who are outside, but Prabhupada, he understood Lord Chaitanya's mission, this mission of Lord Chaitanya is for everyone. Bharata Bhumite, or this Yaradeka Tarikai Krishna Upadesh, Amaragai Gurhana Taredesh, Ampritavita Achyata Nagaradi Grama, all these verses from the revealed scriptures of Lord Chaitanya's life, they actually indicate that it's for the whole world, it's not for Bengal or for India. It's for the whole world, this Krishna consciousness. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he understood this mission, and he also told to his followers, some they went, they started something in some Western countries, like in London or Germany, but I heard of Sweden even. they got some followers there, but they could not create a movement of what was actually expected, of Lord Chaitanya to make a stream of this ocean of mercy that it will spread all over the globe, all over the world, and even all over the universe. So Prabhupada was practically the only one, without making offense to others, the only one who actually had the full faith in his guru and his and in Lord Chaitanya's instruction, in spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And even he accepted so many things because he followed Bhakti Siddhanta, Sarasvati Thakur, in his Yukta Vairagya, to engage everything favorable in Krishna's service, even cars, Western clothes. Even Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, when he came here to Vrindavan for Parikrama, went to Radhika and he came with Western car, dressed in Western dress. It's very nice, one of my favorite pictures of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj, you know, in this kind of dress, sitting on a very fancy, that time, I think, 1930 model of, it's an American or English car. And his disciples were all dressed Western clothes. Because he wanted to teach everyone how that actually it's not the dress what makes you the devotee. It's not the dress. I'm not sure if I have the picture here. I don't have it here now. And what was your other question?
My other question was if Prabhupada mentions in the severity of the considering something sinful,
yes.
Is the mindset of the people. And I mean that, for example, people in the West who were committing all kinds of sinful activities, it was considered, but they're not sinful, that there's no reaction or less reaction.
Well, there's as I already mentioned, there's a reaction if you kill cows, if you do minor criminality like stealing or lying or something according to your occupation, or a businessman who also has to lie sometimes, not telling the truth exactly to make a business. So this is not exactly karma, it belongs to the profession. But if they do something against the Dharma principles, this is also gives a reaction in the West. It's not only for followers in Vedic culture. Otherwise, Vedas would only be made, this Vedic Varnasham and this Krishna consciousness would only be made for meant for Indians. It's meant for everyone. Because you see, the whole world is suffering, not only the Indians. Not everyone is suffering, and they're in ignorance. Of course, because they're in ignorance, that they get less punishment. Like somebody who consciously makes crime or breaks principles or becomes sinful, punishment is greater. Like for Brahmanas or Vaishnavas who should know the proper behavior, but they accepting improper behavior, nishidachara, not following proper behavior, then they get reactions. And somebody who is not knowledgeable about this, they get less reaction. But now they get the information. That means people have opportunity to get the knowledge. And if they reject it, then that's their problem. But it's not necessarily hell immediately, but they have to take birth again and again. But Lord Krishna says, a human being should not attempt to go to heaven, also not go to hell, and he should also not have an endeavor to stay for a long time on this earth planet, but to actually go back to Godhead. And he gives the example of a bird who is in his tree nest. He has his nest in the tree, with his family together, And he realizes I have to leave this place, this tree. He flies away before the tree is cut. As example given in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, in the 11th chapter by Krishna. So when the bird who leaves in the proper time, the tree where he took shelter in it, he's happy, he's free. But if he is attached to that tree, and the tree is one time cut, you know, then he suffers. Or a hunter is coming, or a bird capturer, you know, he takes his whole family and himself and his wife and everything and kills them. So one should leave prematurely, or prepare prematurely to leave this body, or to prepare ourselves to come connected with Krishna, go to Krishna before the time of death comes. That's the point. Hare Krishna. All glory still Prabhupada.